Well, I think that that is indeed one of the very few biggest questions surrounding the Trump administration's policy at this moment. To what extent does Israel really call the shots with regard to U.S. policy? And I, in this regard, I want to draw the attention of your listeners to a fact that hardly any of them may be familiar. You may have read or heard this, but the Israeli press has reported that on December 12th of last year, the national security advisors of the United States and Israel met in a, quote, secret, unquote, meeting at the White House and adopted a relatively detailed plan of action, of a joint strategy between the United States and Israel for dealing with the set of issues relating to Iran. And they set up four working groups, joint U.S.-Israeli working groups, to develop detailed plans for joint strategies dealing with various aspects of this, including the question of Syria, what to do in Syria, the question of what to do about Hezbollah, the question of what to do about Iranian ballistic missiles. One has to ask oneself whether, in fact, this represents the first case in American history where a U.S. administration has essentially agreed with a foreign power, a foreign country, to carry out a joint policy in such detail as this. To my mind, at least, this represents the real case of suborning of U.S. officials at the highest level by a foreign country, not Russia, but Israel.
Indeed.
And I hate to say it, but to me, this is a treasonous way of operating within the U.S. national security sphere.